Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Adam Gase is on. Let's bring him in. Coach, welcome in. Anita Marks with you in for the Michael K. Show this afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Happy holidays to you and yours. Hopefully you had a great Christmas.
Yeah, it was a good day to kind of spend with the kids and work from home.
Right. I'm sure we've got a lot of listeners out there who want to know, like, what is it like a Christmas in the Gase household?
Probably just like everybody else's, just chaos in the morning and then simmers down as the day goes on.
By the way, the Adam Gase Report is brought to you by Windorama and Anderson Windows, M&T Bank, Tullamore Dew, PC Richard and Son. What's the best gift you ever received in Christmas?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it? I mean, like, take us all the way back to when you were like a kid. Like,
That's hard. It's hard for me to remember. Maybe last year was good. My wife got me a Dave Grohl signed guitar. That was cool.
Do you play, by the way? Do you play guitar?
Yeah, not very good, but it's something fun to do.
Okay.
I think Peyton was on this kick where he was getting everybody like signed movies, posters, and things like that, and he got me a Kevin Costner signed Bull Durham poster. That was pretty cool.
Is that your favorite actor, is Kevin Costner?
That I like that movie, and he's probably in a lot of the movies that I've like kind of grew up liking.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? That's a hot topic during the holidays.
Well, I've probably seen Elf the most, and that's probably become the one that I'm okay watching.
Everybody loves Die Hard, and I know there's an argument out there whether or not that's a Christmas movie or not.
Yeah, somebody brought that up today. I don't think of Die Hard. I think of Elf, Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, those kind of movies.
I watched Love Actually yesterday. That's my Christmas movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, wow. You'd win brownie points with the wifey if you suggested that one. I'm curious, like, we see all these Christmas commercials, right? Where you present, like, the car with the big red bow. But I've never met anyone who's ever given one or received one. Have you?
No.
Okay.
I've never even thought of that.
Well, I still don't know anyone who's done that. No.
I've never had anybody that I've known that's done that.
I'm dying. I would love to give that as a gift to someone. I think that's totally awesome, and I'd love to receive one as well. Anyway, Adam Gase joining us here on the Michael K. Show, talking all things the holidays. Hopefully, everyone out there had a great one. I was on the sideline for your Steelers game, and your fellas were playing mighty hard. I was really, really impressed. I actually thought the Steelers would come in because they had a lot to play for. But your group was really, really impressive. How happy were you with that performance last Sunday?
I was very excited about how our guys prepared the entire week, that they took what we talked about Wednesday. They knew that we had to play a game where all three phases kind of had to be in line. We knew it was going to be a tough matchup for us, our offense versus their defense. Their defense was playing about as well as anybody in the NFL right now. We knew our defense had to play really well. We had to try to stop the run, which they've been doing a phenomenal job all year. But we knew it was going to be one of those tests where we couldn't really let up. Like, they were going to try to run it, whether we were stopping them or not. They weren't going to put it in the quarterback's hands to just throw it all over the lot. So, you know, we knew we had to do a good job there. And our special teams, we knew there was a couple phases where we had to do well as far as stopping them. And then we had to create, you know, a play here or there, whether it be the punt return game or the kickoff return game, and we got one in the punt return game. But it was really cool to see just how wired in those guys were as far as what we were trying to do as a complete team.
I really love watching Jamal Adams play. He's such an exciting player, and I know he's, what, 2 sacks away from breaking an NFL record for most sacks in a single season by a DB. Going into this game against the Buffalo Bills, how do you balance that as a team, as a group, coaching staff? Because I'm sure you guys would love to see him accomplish that. Do you specifically tee up plays for him to try to get him to walk away with maybe 2 more sacks at the end of the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you're always trying to put everybody's trying to put themselves in the best position to win the game. It's one of those things that's, it seems like it works out when you do the things right, you know, just kind of being in a couple of those situations where, you know, when you try to do it, it ends up not working out the way you want, where it happens almost subconsciously where you do everything you can to put them in the right spot. And then at the end of the day, things just got to kind of fall the way that they should fall. And he'll make the plays when he gets those opportunities. It's, you know, we'll try to put him in the best position possible. And, you know, hopefully it'll go the way it needs to where, you know, he's able to accomplish something like that. Something like that's just, you don't get the opportunities like that often. And, you know, all of us would love to see him be able to accomplish that.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Yeah.
Catch the show on demand whenever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you expecting from the Buffalo Bills? Again, you know, they're locked in as the 5th seed, win or lose. There's nothing they can do to better their situation in the postseason. I know that we're hearing that they're not going to rest their players, but I would be somewhat surprised if they play all 4 quarters. So how do you prepare for a game like that? What are your expectations going into Buffalo this week?
Yeah, you just really have to prepare. Like, those guys are just going to roll the whole game. You know, I was in a similar situation in 16 where neither team could, we were both going to the playoffs and neither one of us could really kind of do anything as far as moving up or down or anything like that. And both sides ended up playing, you know, most of the game. And then, you know, kind of when we were playing New England though, so it was just a little different to where it just kind of got one sided. And then it was just being a little more conservative at the end. But for us, it's, we're playing and, you know, they just got to kind of make decisions however they've decided to do what they're going to do.
Again, I know. So just to preface, I'm from Miami, born and raised, and my mom's a big Dolphins fan, and she nicknamed Ryan Tannehill Ryan Tannehill for many years. And now he's in Tennessee, and he is crushing it. And Tennessee has an opportunity to go to the postseason, and he's having such a great season. You know, as a coach who worked with him before, are you excited for him? Are you paying attention to what's going on with him? Is there like, you know, is there like a side kind of like you're rooting for him because he's a player that you coached and I'm sure that you have relations with? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to be rooting for him. He's a great guy. He worked extremely hard and tried to do all the right things for us down there. And, you know, there was a lot of times where we had success. We didn't get it done, and obviously both of us were out of there. And, you know, seeing him get another opportunity, and, you know, he did it right as far as he goes there, and he's the backup and, you know, gets an opportunity and made the most of it. He's playing really well right now. I know last week, you know, he was happy that we helped him out. You know, by us went in, gave them, you know, put them in a good spot, and now they just got to go really kind of finish the job and give themselves a chance to get in.
Coach, before we let you go, Sunday will be the last day that Eli Manning will wear a Giants uniform. Unfortunately, he's not getting the start. I'm pretty disappointed by it, but nonetheless, you know, the talk is, will he play next year in the NFL? There's some speculation that maybe he goes to the Colts. Will he retire? There's also the talk of, will he be a first-round Hall of Fame ballot quarterback to go in? Your thoughts on that first and foremost. Do you think Eli Manning is deserving of a first round Hall of Fame bout?
It's those are always hard questions for me to answer because, you know, when you follow somebody's career from a distance, I mean, a lot of times, especially when you're in the other conference, I just know when it got playoff time, he always played his best ball, and, you know, that was I've being around some guys that were with the Giants kind of in those years that they won Super Bowls, those guys would always say the biggest thing was just get in the tournament, because once we do, like, that's when he plays his best, and that's when we do some damage. So I'm sure there's something to be said for that when it comes to, you know, the whole Hall of Fame voters, when those guys take a look at it. You know, it's his career has been, you know, phenomenal. I mean, he's done a great job. It's, you know, he's had ups and downs, but that's kind of that position. You know, it's never as smooth as you want it to be. It's tough, and, you know, you can't control a lot of the things that are going on around you, but, you know, the great ones, they make a lot work.
We opened the show talking Christmas with you. Why don't we end the show talking New Year's? Do you have a resolution heading into 2020, Coach?
No, I haven't even got there. I haven't even thought about it yet.
Do you make resolutions?
No, I don't think I have in a long time.
Okay. Do you think you will this year?
Probably not. Probably not this year.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we appreciate your time. Happy holidays to you and yours. I hope you have a fantastic 2020. Excited to see what this Jets team can do next season with you and Joe D. And we appreciate your time on 98.7 ESPN, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.